Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Why do so many people pray to a living God and believe in Jesus Christ, but way down deep in their hearts, they just don't feel much of anything? Ever wonder? Perhaps you're right there, even now. The Bible tells us that God has given us His Word, the Bible, so that you can know that you are saved. But you're thinking, just doesn't seem to work for me. The next 3 minutes may be the most important of your day, possibly your life. A little boy was staying with his aged aunt, whose weathered face resembled a dried prune, and candidly said, "When are you going to turn into a frog?" Somewhat taken aback, she replied, "Well, I hadn't planned on it. Why?" "Well," said the little boy, "Daddy says that when you croak, we'll get a lot of money." "Okay. Now suppose you have a rich aunt somewhere, anywhere, but you didn't know she even existed. But she knew you existed, and she left you a lot of money in her will. The minute she died, you became very, very rich." "Oh, you like that idea, right? Who wouldn't?" But the attorney who executed the will didn't know your name and address. So the great search began. It took him a long time to run you down, and by the time that he got in touch with you, the money you inherited was worth even a lot more because of interest. One day there's a knock at your door. The attorney who represented your rich aunt introduced himself, saying, "I have very good news for you. May I come in?" He begins, "Now, your father is so-and-so, right?" You nod your head. "Well, he had a spinster sister, and she died, and she named you as the lucky person who will inherit all of her money." How would that make you feel? Chances are you would be skeptical. I know I would. I would probably say, "Just a minute, who did you say you are?" But then he says, "Call your bank and ask if the money has not been deposited to your account." How long would it take you to get excited? Here's my point. The moment she died and left you the money, you became a millionaire. But you didn't get excited until the knowledge really sank in. The knowledge of your salvation rests upon three facts which are not subject to how you feel. Fact number one, Christ Jesus lived and died and He rose again. The Bible put it so simply, saying, "Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried, and He rose again the third day." How you feel about that has nothing to do with the truth of the historical statement. Fact number two, the Bible promises eternal life to all who will come to Him and receive Him as their Lord and Savior. It says simply, "As many as received Him, to them He gave the authority to become His children, even to those who believe on His name." The third fact is that you prayed. You really prayed, asking to receive this gift of life, right? If you say, "Yes, I did," then I have to say, on the authority of what God has said in His Word, you have this great gift of eternal life right now. Perhaps you have been mixed up, confused about three words: faith, feeling, and fact. We often put our feelings first. We trust our emotions as though they were really the voice of God within. No, put facts first. What has God said? Then take it by faith. Respond to what He has written and believe it. And finally, put your emotions behind faith. The emotions will come and you will thank God for it. And you will know that you have eternal life. And you can know that right now.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.